Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we promote business people you can call today. For more information, log on to sparkplugpeople.com and discover even more people you need to know. In this segment, we're going to be talking about some of the myths about starting a physical fitness program. My guest today is a young lady who is literally a walking billboard for physical fitness. She was voted one of the nation's top fitness trainers and Atlanta's fittest female. She has been featured in numerous national and international magazines, TV shows, and commercials as a fitness expert, model, and athlete. I am pleased to welcome Miss Tammy Leedy, one of Atlanta's top fitness experts, to the show. Hello, Tammy. How are you today?
I am great. How are you this morning?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Oh, well, good, good. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited.
Well, my pleasure. How did you get into the fitness business anyway, Tammy?
Oh, my gosh. Well, being from a family of four girls, there was always competitiveness, and I was an athlete throughout high school and so on, and it was just a natural part of what I did as an athlete. So fitness is just my life.
Wow. Tammy, tell us, why should physical fitness be an essential part of our daily lives? And more importantly, why do so many people dread starting an exercise program?
Well, that's a great question. Glad you asked that. Physical fitness should be a part of our daily lives because it has so many benefits. One, it helps to reduce stress, prevent illnesses. You know, in our communities, there's a lot of diabetes and high blood pressure. It can ward off all those things and to help them to get better. And also, you look better, you feel better, and it keeps you youthful.
Well, let's get right into some of the myths. What if a person wants a flat stomach? Can they just do crunches and get rid of their gut?
Well, that would be an easy thing to do if that were true, but no, you can't spot reduce any area of the body. Basically, what happens, you can do crunches to tone the muscle, but you have to do the cardiovascular exercise and a sound, healthy diet to burn fat, which will burn all over the body, and eventually the fat over the stomach muscles will come off.
Well, what if someone has tried everything to lose weight? They eat only one or two meals a day, and the weight still won't come off. What should these people do to reach their weight loss goals? Are crash diets an option for these people?
I wouldn't suggest crash diets because crash diets don't work. And truly, if a person has tried everything, they would know that eating 5 to 6 small meals a day will help to increase the metabolism so that you can burn fat and lose the weight that you're trying to lose. Those crash diets don't provide any nutritional benefits. At first, you'll see some weight loss, but it's muscle and water weight, not fat weight.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Is it true that if you want to tone up, you better not lift weights because lifting weights makes you bulk up?
That's a question that I am asked daily, and especially from women. Genetically, especially for a woman, that's not possible. Our bodies don't produce testosterone. So in order to get bulky, you have to have muscle and fat building at the same time. Now, lifting weights is going to help you to burn fat and tone the muscle. It's not going to help you to bulk up. But if you don't burn the fat on top of the muscle, it will give you that bulky feeling, but you won't bulk up from lifting weights. Far from true.
Well, for the people in our listening audience with chronic medical conditions, can they still start an exercise program and feel safe about it?
Yes, you can. First of all, you want to consult with your physician first and foremost. That's always the first step. But exercise will help as far as chronic illnesses. Like I said before, it'll help to reduce hypertension and diabetes. And for those that have arthritis, strong muscles will help protect the joints and improve the stability of the muscles so there can be less pain and that you can cope with these illnesses and still be healthy.
What about the people with a bad back? Can exercise help with that?
Yes, definitely. There are certain exercises, of course, you want to avoid, but strengthening the abdominal muscles and doing exercises for the back that are safe will become effective in helping to strengthen the back, and you can still do your physical activity.
How important is building your core muscles?
It's very important because it helps in posture, but it also helps, as I said before, to protect the back. So it's very important to build those core muscles because if your stomach is pooching out forward, there's so much forward flexion that's leaning you forward that causes strain on the back.
Well, does a person have to join the gym in order to start an exercise program and get into shape?
No. So far from true. You can do so many different things to get in shape. Finding an activity that you like, running, walking, playing basketball, putting on some music, dancing. You can go to the park, swimming. There's so many different things that you can do to get in shape without ever having to step foot in the gym.
How long should a person walk? Is it 20 or 30 minutes a day or every other day? How does that go?
Well, it is recommended that you do something 30 to 60 minutes a day. But if you don't have time, 10, 15 minutes a day, whatever you can fit in to help you to reach your goals.
Well, if a person works out 3 or 4 times a week, are they at liberty to eat anything they want?
No. If your key goal is to lose weight, why would you go and jump on the treadmill and burn 500 calories, and then you're going to turn around and have a meal that's over 800 calories? Basically, you want to create a deficit. You want to take in less calories and expend more. So, no, you can't just eat anything you want. Now, in moderation, you can give yourself a treat here and there, but eating any and everything you want is totally untrue.
How important is moderation when it comes to eating?
It's very important because your diet is 90% of the battle. And if you have things in moderation, just so that you're not depriving yourself, that way if you deprive yourself too much, you're bound to go into a binge where you're just going to eat too much of one thing. And if you're eating a good, sound diet of fruits and vegetables, grains, and lean protein, you shouldn't really have to worry about a lot of cravings.
Well, Tammy, I hear that the best time to work out is in the morning. What if you're not a morning person? Then what?
Well, because I'm such a morning person, I love working out in the morning. One, it gets me going and so on. It has benefits. But if you're not a morning person, there is no rule in the book that says you have to work out in the morning. Any time that you can work out and get your workout on is the best time for you.
Can we really turn fat into muscle?
No, that one is definitely not true. The two different types of entities, one is fat and one is muscle, of course, hence the word fat and muscle. If you have muscle and you stop working that muscle, the muscle is going to get loose, therefore giving the impression that it's turning into fat. If you're not exercising, the fat is going to build over that muscle, especially if you're not working it. But you can't interchange the two. Not possible.
Mm. Well, mm-hmm. does eating carbohydrates make you fat?
Everybody is on this big no-carb, low-carb. Carbs are your energy source. What causes you to gain weight and get fat is overly consuming calories. So if you're eating a smart, sound diet and eating the right type of carbohydrates, meaning your fruits and vegetables, your lean grains, those sort of things, you won't have to worry about getting fat. But it's the calorie, over-calorie consumption is what's going to get you fat.
Well, let's talk a little bit about desserts.
Sounds like a topic for you.
Really, really. How important is it to stay away from the desserts?
It's important to stay away from eating desserts every night. Now, in some households, dessert was a every night thing. If you ate all your food, then you got dessert. We need to replace that with every now and again, maybe once or twice out of the week, and fruit can be a dessert. Yogurt can be a dessert. But if you have to have that piece of cake or my favorite oatmeal raisin cookies, do it every once in a while.
Okay.
Feel like you're giving yourself a treat, especially if you've worked out and you've reached a goal. Food doesn't necessarily have to be the treat. You can find other ways to reward yourself. But doing it in moderation, you know, once or twice a week is okay. And portion sizes are definitely important.
Well, do you really have to spend hours in the gym in order to get the results you want?
No, you don't. Depending on what your goal is, and again, you don't ever have to step foot in the gym, as I said before, but depending on your goal, you have to evaluate what your goal is and what kind of time you're willing to commit to reach your goals. And for some people, that may be an hour a day. For some people, that may be 20 minutes a day. But as long as you're doing something physically active each day, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something to help you reach your goals.
Well, let's get back to food for a minute, because we have a lot of people.
Favorite topic, food, food, food.
A lot of people in our listening audience and a lot of people in American society, they spend a lot of time in restaurants. So what advice do you have for people who like to go to restaurants? How can they eat healthy and still enjoy the ambiance of a restaurant?
Here's the thing. When I go into any restaurant, and sometimes, you know, they probably don't like to see me coming, but that's okay. Any restaurant will fix just about anything you want the way that you want it. And you have to look for the leaner side of the menu, where there's salads, where there's lean protein, it's fish and chicken. And it's okay to have a steak every once in a while. Get a baked potato, but don't get it loaded. Put your items on the six things on the side. That way you can put just enough on there to taste it. And if you really try to bake potato without all the fixing, it actually tastes good. So you have to go in there smart and don't just accept what's on the menu. You can add and take away certain things from the menu, and they really won't give you a problem.
Well, Tammy, after someone starts their exercise program, how can they stay motivated?
Well, there are several ways. One, you can hire trainers such as myself to help keep you motivated, but also setting new goals each time will help to keep you motivated, whether you get with a trainer, get with a workout partner, but you have to find ways to stay motivated, change up the routine, you know, add dancing, add a new class. Also, you know, if you reach a goal, find a way to reward yourself. Like if there's a new pair of shoes that you want, it's like, oh, well, instead of food, I'm going to reward myself with a new pair of shoes. You know, so there are other ways that you can stay motivated on your exercise program.
Well, what's the fastest and easiest way to start an exercise program today?
The fastest and easiest way, if you don't have any idea of how to get started, first thing is to hire a personal trainer. That will keep out all the confusion. And secondly, it'll help you to understand what you're doing, and the trainer can help you to get to your goals. But if you want to do something fast and quick today, just get out and start walking. Just start walking. Just start somewhere.
Well, Tammy, how can you be reached?
Well, you can reach me at my website, which is www.tleady.com. That's tleady.com. Or you can reach me at 770-364-5547.
Well, Miss Tammy Leady, I want to thank you for being with us today. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.